Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, no food on the table.
No food on the table.
Jesus.
I know that he is able.
I know that he is able.
And you know what I can't find any words to say? You know what I'll say? Hey, hey, hey.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We come entering in on today. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, thank him right where you are. Amen. If it had not been for God on our side, where would we be even right now this day? But we thank God that he's with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We enter in this morning with all faith, amen, decree and declare that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask that you come right now and have your way in this service right now. Touch every heart and mind of your children. Move mighty on us and in us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come offering up a praise of thanksgiving on today. Oh, Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we come humble ourselves with your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come seeking in first your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. Oh, Lord, for all things are in your hands, oh Lord. Help us to receive on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, increase our faith to receive the miracle that's working on the inside, oh Lord. Open up the channels of our spirit, oh God. Let there be a great pouring in of these temples, oh God. Thy Shekinah glory, fill us to overflowing with our glory. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. I am a Lord Shekinah. Oh, Lord, touch our eyes, oh God. Touch our mouths, oh God. Anoint our ears, oh God, that we may receive divine directions and instruction from you, oh God. Let us be led by thy Holy Spirit, oh God. Guide us in the way that you will help us to go, oh God. And uproot the works of the wicked ones, oh God. Let them be cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you go before us and those in our family, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, oh God. Be our God and our real regard, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come with our faith unto this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, we come believing, oh God. Help us with our unbelief, oh God, that we can receive from you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, with you, Father God, that all things are possible. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, for you are the potter and we are the clay. We come to be changed, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Change us and make us more like you, oh God. Oh, Lord, give us a new mindset, oh God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all good things
coming from you, oh God. We thank you for every good thing that in our life, oh God, for you are the creator of all things good. Father, we thank you for your presence right now, for in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence we are complete and whole. Amen. In your presence we have purpose. Amen. Because of your presence we're glad to be here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it in heaven in abundance and overflowing. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that it is you that sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers us. Amen. That redeems us, that sanctifies us, that justifies us, that heals us, and makes all things new. We thank you for your blood that redeems us of the curse of the law of sin and death. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provision, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Heavenly Father, for your protection, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that your perfect love casts out all fear and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through all adversity. So we thank you, Lord God, for your peace that leads us through the storms and hurry that come into our life. We thank you, Father God, for our life and your presence in it. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare your goodness on today, amen. We decree and declare your goodness operating through and about our lives and those in our family. We decree and declare your hand upon our life, oh God, hallelujah, guiding, leading us, directing us, instructing us, oh God, in the path of righteousness, oh God. We thank you that we can decree and declare on today that we are saved by the blood, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, help on today. We bless your holy name, Lord. We come to worship you as your word says you desire, God, in truth and in spirit. Oh, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, oh, God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we want to be like you, oh, God, for you are our strength, strength like no other. And, Lord, we come praying for those who have, hallelujah, that are mourning on today, oh, God, because they have lost a loved one, oh, God. We pray, hallelujah, God, of our hope as we call upon you, let hope be restored, let joy be restored, oh, God. Oh, Lord, comfort them right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let peace overtake their lives, oh, God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray today that we all be ready, oh, God. When you call us home, oh God, hallelujah, let there be a cleaning up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even on this line today, oh God. Lord, it's our prayer that all in our home, oh God, all that we love and concerned about be saved. Lord, we pray that you will call, that you will draw them nigh unto you this day. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents, against our mind, against our bodies. Amen. We come against every attack that the enemy has set out to destroy us and those in our family. But we know that the enemy comes not but to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the path and works of the enemy to be destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we put on the full armor of God. And we declare the path and full armor of God covers us and protects us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way right now. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, hallelujah, and we cut ourselves loose. We sever all ties with the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare victory. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you for the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We take back everything that the enemy has stolen from us, amen. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness, your mercy, love, and provision. We confess and repent our sins, known and unknown sins, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree together that every word that come out of our mouth, as we pray today, must be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke any demons that try to steal our finances and support us that you have given to us, oh God. We command you, demons, to let go of our finances right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Release all of them right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Devil, we command you to let go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare no lack, no setback, no missed opportunities. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not be deceived by the works of the evil one. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive the blessing coming from our heavenly Father that makes it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We receive right now the anointing of restoration. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command total restoration of all things that we have lost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We retrieve back from the hands of the enemy any of our possessions that we have known it, misplaced or unknown and misplaced. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we uproot and destroy, hallowed from our lives, every obstacle to our miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break in pieces every horn scattering our blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will destroy every hand that the enemy has put over our blessings to prevent us from receiving right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Every evil power holding back our prayers, the Holy Ghost, the answers to our prayers, we command you to be bound in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every shadow of darkness that the enemy has cast over us to prevent our prosperity, our job, our businesses, our contacts, our promotions, our breakthrough from locating us, we remove it by fire, by force, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare total destruction upon every evil that is wrong, never to release to us anything that God has destined for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break in pieces every covenant of curse of obstructing divine restoration in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. With the holy blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we set up every covenant that gives the enemy the upper hand to take from us the blessing that God has given to us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every household wickedness eats up the blessing God Almighty has bestowed upon our life and family. We destroy you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We destroy you by fire, by force, all the horns of holy of trying to gather our prosperity, our family, our business, and possessions. In the name of Jesus Christ, we demolish every stumbling block on our way to success, on our way to promotion and victory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every good thing that God has destined for us, in the possession of the enemy, we command it to come to us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, please remove any evil that's sitting, hallelujah, on our blessings, on our miracles, on our breakthroughs, on our prosperity, on our finances, on our job, on our good health, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command our blessings and our possessions to come to us right now from wherever they are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all our possessions are in the spirit realm. We release them into the physical by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray all these things, and by faith we receive it. Amen. And we thank you for it. We decree and declare, hallelujah, restoration, hallelujah. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, healing, amen, hallelujah. We decree and declare freedom on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that our whole house is delivered, amen. Our family members are delivered and set free, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our nation is delivered and set free. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your hedge of protection, Father God. Oh, Lord, help us, oh, God, to receive the more. Amen. For you, oh, God, are more than enough. We decree and declare we plant seeds of goodness. Amen. Prosperity and blessings. Wholeness and newness of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. And, Lord, by faith we water. Lord, your word said it's you that gives the increase. So, Lord, we ask, oh, God, let increase come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven on today that we may receive a great pouring in, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, help us. We all need your help. Lord, we pray for divine order and divine position for our lives, oh God. We pray, oh God, for your leading and guiding continually, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let continued blessings, oh God, come into our lives, oh God. Let your favor, oh God, continually be upon our life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that eyes have not seen nor ears have heard, hallelujah, entered into the hearts of men, the plans that you have for us, your children. And we receive it right now, Father God. Help us, Lord. Let the fruit of your spirit, oh God, take root in us, not lacking one, that we will operate with the fruit of the spirit.
And we just want to say thank you for it right now. We thank you that our sins are forgiven and we are washed and cleansed, made new. Help us to receive all today, oh God. As the word goes forth in the service of today, oh God, we ask, oh God, let us receive the right revelation and knowledge and wisdom of the word and understanding that we can apply it to our daily lives and we live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Oh, Lord, let the scripture take root in us, oh God, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. We decree and declare that we do not have the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. That we do not operate with the spirit of fear, amen. We do not have the spirit of worry and anxiety. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. We come against and we destroy every work of the enemy, every spirit of fear, every spirit of worry, every spirit of suicide, homosexual spirit, every hindering spirit, lying spirit, unteachable spirit of confusion, spirit of distraction, spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, spirit of poverty, lack, and death, spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, any spirit that's operating in us outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come out of our bloodline, amen. Come out of our homes, come out of our jobs, come out of our business, anywhere that the spirit, hallelujah, from the kingdom of Satan is operating, we command you right now to cease your works. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we're free. Holy Spirit, have your way. Fill every area that the enemy has vacated on today. Hallelujah. We thank you that joy has come. Amen. Receive the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We bless your holy name. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that your blessings are not going and coming on today. Many of us that are traveling on the road today or will be traveling, or we pray and ask for traveling grace and mercies right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes, all that's in our homes. Every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over, in, and round about it. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, everywhere our feet may tread, head may lay, amen. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. We decree and declare wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ answers for us as we enter in. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift up and pray for our children this morning. We pray for the children around the world, amen. Hallelujah, God, peace be upon our children. God, catch the protection, oh Lord, let it be around our children to keep them, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will remember our prayers, oh God. Remember us, oh God, and bring our children out of harm's way, oh God, that you will deliver them out of trouble, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that our children shall not die, amen, but they shall live and declare the good news, the gospel, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, amen. They will not die prematurely, amen, but they shall live, oh God, to see their children's children's children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We sing life in and through our children. We sing victory. The life of our children, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father. We rejoice in the hearing and the calling of your name. We rejoice in the hearing and the calling of your name. Oh, Lord, give us a new song to sing. Hallelujah. We decree and declare all is well with us. That we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it.
We thank you, Lord God. We thirst after righteousness. Use us, God. It is our heart's desire to be used by you. Let us not be tempted by the worldly things, the possession of people, or conversations of this world, oh God. But help us to keep our minds stayed on you. To be about your business. We surrender all over to you, Heavenly Father. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will with your will, Heavenly Father. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We decree and declare we are healed. Amen. We are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are the righteousness of God. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything but to love it, but we are the lender and not the borrower. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Help us to love more. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but sin. And the promise of God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Double check. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have so much to be thankful for. Amen. So much to shout about. Amen. Because God has kept us. Hallelujah. We're still here. Hallelujah. A new day. Amen. Hallelujah. New mercies and new grace. Amen. As we woke up this morning, new mercies and new grace was waiting for us. We have a reason to shout glory. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord, oh my God. I say it to you, church, again and again, where would you be? Where would we be? Amen. Many counted to be here today. They yet not here. But God remembered us. He remembered our family. He kept our children. We got so much to thank God for. If it had not been for the Lord on our side. We traveled on the road yesterday, me and my husband. We were out and about for about 10 hours going to and fro and here and there promoting. And knowing that, hallelujah, the enemy was lurking. The Bible said, he is out seeking who he can devour. But God, if it had not been for the Lord on our side. Hallelujah. Welcome this morning, church. Welcome, 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 welcome. And I'm just so excited to be on today. I was so glad when they said it to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm so excited. We welcome you on today here. We welcome you. And I just want to share, yesterday, me and my husband, we were out and I was in the street promoting. And you know, I know my husband was concerned because the cars were coming. And I say this because if it had not been for God on my side, where would I be on today? Going down dark streets, up the alley, around the corner, down the way. Anything and all kind of things could have happened. But God. So I welcome you on today with the joy of the Lord as my strength. Amen. Hallelujah. With the peace of God. Hallelujah. Within me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm just so grateful. Hallelujah. To be here on today. And I welcome you. Hallelujah. And I pray that you be filled with the joy of the Lord. Amen. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we welcome you. Hallelujah. Welcome. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning.
Yeah.
We are so grateful to be right here with y'all, and thank y'all so much for inviting us into your homes. We want to welcome every single one here that's here in Texas with us in Houston, Texas. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for coming to church this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we shall rejoice and be so glad in this day because our God has been so good to us and he is so worthy to be praised because we are right here together, woke up in the land of the living. New mercies and new grace. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning. We welcome you.
Amen, amen. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here that are visiting, or if this is your first time, or if you be here with us all the time from Louisiana, we welcome you. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for loving us. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends here from New York. Amen. Y'all are so beautiful, so beautiful. And we thank y'all for coming to Sunday service this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And even there in Chicago, Illinois, and all the surrounding areas, you know, we have a minister there, Minister Larry Green, he and his family. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service this morning as well. If this is your first time here with us in Sunday service, we'd like for you to press 1. Press 1 and let us know who you are, where you're from, and if you have anything you want to pray about. You know, this is the opportunity that God has joined us together to come together in prayer. Amen. So do press 1. If you are online, we encourage you to call in at 845-277-9213, then press 1. We would like to welcome you as well, every single one. We'd like to welcome you. And if you have any prayer petitions as well, you know, do press 1 and let us know. Let us know. Amen. Amen. God has been so good. So, so, so good. Amen.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we will have scripture. We have our scripture reading here by Apostle Tawanika.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to partake in our communion at the 10 o'clock service. If you have your elements there, we're going to have our communion this morning. We're going to pray. We're going to have a song selection here. Brother Joe Washington normally is here to join us for our song selection, but I don't see that he's in service on this morning. So we'll have a song selection to give you all the opportunity to grab your elements, your cracker, your wine, your grape juice, your water, whatever it is that you have committed on to taking for communion this morning. We'll be right back here so we can take communion. So go ahead and grab all that you need. Amen.
Victory or defeat, it's up to me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to partake in our communion at this time. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to partake in our communion at this time. Thank you, Father God. We bless your name. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions, all of our iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because you first loved us. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and married and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, Lord. By your stripes alone, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for touching us. We thank you for healing us. So we take this piece of bread, Lord. Your body remembers of you. First you may eat. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the new blood, or this is the shed blood of the New Testament, which has been shed for you, church. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, for your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us in the name of Jesus. It sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins, and it washes away all of our iniquities, and it washes away all of our transgressions, and hallelujah, and it washes away all of our trespasses, and your blood, it heals us in the holy name of Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you, you may drink, church. in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And the whole church, everyone that do agree, do say amen. Thank you, Lord, for your cleansing blood. Thank you, Lord, for your finished works. That's the reason why we are here right here today. Because of what you have done, your finished work. And we say that we are, hallelujah, who you are. Your finished work, hallelujah, shows up on the inside of us, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have our song selection, and we'll be back for the preach word. Stay with us. God bless you.
Show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I need.
I
need
your glory.
I
want your glory.
Let me.
Yeah.
come soon. Fire, sweet perfume, your horse breath feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume, your heart press feels this room. This is holy ground.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have made it here to the message, part of Sunday service this morning. And we just want to acknowledge the Holy Spirit's presence right here. We're so glad to be right here in this place, right here, right now. Help me to welcome this beautiful, anointed Spirit of God. Amen. My beautiful, beautiful wife, that God has called for this time to bring his word, willing to yield every single time, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, devoted to her church, amen, devoted to each and every one of you, but most of all, devoted to God, amen. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawani Kamani.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Won't God do it? Amen. I'm just thanking God for doing it, that it is done. Amen. It is finished. That Jesus Christ, amen, he finished it all. He left nothing undone. Amen. I pray that you come to know and believe that and receive that for yourself on today, that it is finished. Father God, I just thank you. I want to, first of all, give our honor, praise, and glory to my Heavenly Father, who is the head of my life and the lift of my head, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Spirit that guides, leads, and instructs me and has his way right now as the word goes forth on today. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're about to do in this service. Oh, Lord, those who have an ear to hear on today, amen, let them receive, oh, God, what you're saying to the church, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that change will come. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I just want to say thank you. I surrender all over to you right now, withholding nothing. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of our life. I give it to you for eternity. Amen. I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Amen. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I declare and declare you should be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. Oh, Lord, anoint my ears to hear from you, my hallelujah. Anoint my eyes, oh, God, to see, oh, God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, anoint my mouth, oh, God, my tongue, my vocal cords, oh, God, that I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we will shut down and destroy all the works of the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that healing will spring forth, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that all that have an ear to hear on today will be delivered and set free from every attack of Satan and his agents, amen. That all will come out of darkness and operate in your glorious light. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, heaven, when I ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, heaven, when we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence, and we thank you for your Shekinah glory. Amen. That all will see and know that we are your children and we've been sent by you, oh God, that there will be no mistake that you'll perceive us to be men and women of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited to be here on today. Amen. I'm so excited to be in your presence. I'm so excited to be on this platform and just thanking God for such a time as this that he's called me, amen, to be in position. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's my prayer that we all be in position so that God can use us. Amen. I want you to understand, amen, that's blessing in the youth. Amen. God has set you up for the blessing. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. This morning, church, amen, I was up early this morning, and I said, oh, Lord, what is the word that you want to go forth on today? What is the word? Because I don't have it right now. Lord, I don't know. There's many things I could preach, Lord, but what is the word that you are saying to your church, oh, God? What is the word that you have for your children, oh, God? What is the word that you have for me as I am your child on today? He said, start cleaning up the house. So I began to sweep. I began to put things in order in the house. I began to fluff the pillows. I started to wipe down things and straighten the rug out and shake some things off and move some things around and pick some things up and clean up under that. He said, get your house in order. The word today is get your house in order. It's not a long word, but it's a powerful one in itself because God is calling us to get our houses in order. Why is that? If God is saying to us, the church, to get your house in order, that means that things are out of order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some things that's out of order, and God is calling us to get our house in order. My Lord, my God, he caught my most shitty. I told my children the other day, I said, go in there, clean out that pantry. I want y'all to put things in order. Clean out that refrigerator, put things in order. They said, well, I don't know how to put in order. What do you mean by that? I said, the canned goods with the canned goods, the boxes with the boxes. We want things in order, amen. So when I go in there, amen, hallelujah, I can find what I need, amen. Put the seasoning with the seasoning. Put the salt with the salt, the sugar with the sugar. Hallelujah, the mac and the cheese together. Come on. So, hallelujah. God is calling us to get our houses in order. See, this was the message from God through the prophet Isaiah to King Hezekiah, who was sick unto death. Oh, what a message this is to deliver. Hezekiah received a warning that said, get your house in order because death is knocking at your door. I want you to know we serve a God that gives warning before destruction. Amen. He's given us a warning before destruction. He said, get your house in order. There's some things that need to be cleaned up in your house. There's some things that need to be thrown out. And hallelujah, it's time for you to get your house in order. No more harboring these things. Hallelujah, keeping these things around. He said, you don't get your house in order. This is the message that came to King Hezekiah. The Bible says in 2 Kings, if you go with me this morning, I promise you I won't be before you long. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 through 7. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 through 7. And I'll be coming from the New King James Version. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 through 7. Amen. The Bible says, in those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth with a loyal heart and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah weep bitterly. Verse 4 said, and it happened before Isaiah had gone out in the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer, and I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. Then Isaiah said, take a lump of figs. So they took and laid it on the boar, and he recovered. God is saying, church, get your house in order. The first thing we see here in the scripture is that, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we see here in the scripture, the Bible says, then he turned his face toward the wall, and he prayed to the Lord, saying, remember me now, O Lord, I pray. Hallelujah. I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah weep bitterly. My Lord, my God. First of all, hallelujah, when we get a message like this, hallelujah, we should go to God, hallelujah, in prayer and say, Lord, remember me. Get your house in order. Getting your house in order is something that we all know that we need to do, but we are sometimes not sure of the best way to go about doing it. Getting your house in order begins with a mindset. You need to make a decision that you are going to do whatever it takes to get your house in order. You have to be on a mission, amen? You have to be on a mission. I mean, you got to have a mindset that I'm not going to let nothing stop me. I'm not going to procrastinate. I'm not going to be stagnant in this thing. It is necessary right now that I get my house in order because God is calling me to get my house in order. So it's apparent that things are out of order. Lord, I pray help me on today to get my house in order. Lord, give me divine directions and instructions on what to do that my house may be in order according to thy will and thy plan, that you may move and work, oh God, that you may extend my life and those of my family, oh God. Help me to get my house in order that all may be saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in Acts 16, verse 31 through 34, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you some time to get there. Amen. Acts 16, verse 31 through 34. You can highlight it. Hallelujah. Write it down. The Bible says, Acts 16, 31 through 34 says, so they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house.
The Bible says in verse 33, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. Amen. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Verse 34 says, and now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all of his household. We got to get some order in our house. We're allowing too many things to happen in our house, the place that we dwell. Amen. Hallelujah. It is time, church, to get our houses in order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so much, hallelujah, even in the church and understanding this today. Hallelujah. Understanding, my Lord, my God, this on today, church. How it is important that we, the church, are in order. We serve a God of order. We serve a God, hallelujah, hallujah. We serve a God that a God of order, amen, at all times, amen. Not some of the times, but he is a God of order. Everything operates in this world in order, amen, according to God's will and plan. Hallelujah, you may not understand it, but there is an order that is operating in this earth. And we, the church, have become to the point where things are out of order. We've become, hallelujah, we've become, what's the word I'm looking for? Not complacent, but we become comfortable with disorder. We've learned how to operate out of order. So now it's just, it becomes natural to us to operate, it becomes our normal to operate out of order, to like operate outside of the will of God, even in the church. God is calling order to the church. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, let all things be done decent and in order. I want us to understand worship is vital to the life of any individual, amen, and to the whole church. Our church services should be conducted in an orderly way so that we can worship, be taught, and be prepared to serve God. Order is necessary. Those who are responsible for planning worship should make sure it's order and direction rather than chaos and confusion. I've been to places where it was just chaos and confusion. God is calling order in the life of his children. My Lord, my God, he called by Bashetti. It is important and it is necessary, amen, that there is order in our homes. As I stated, like I said earlier, if you all was looking for a long service on today, it is plain as plain can be and as clear can get that we need to get our houses in order. And first and foremost, we need to be about our Father's business. The Bible says in Matthew 6 and 24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. We got to get our houses in order. We're so busy trying to get more of this world, possess more things, but God is calling you to have order in your life with him being the head, with you seeking him first, his kingdom and all his righteousness. Know that all things shall be added unto you. But because, hallelujah, because we are out of order, we are seeking things first. And then we're seeking God, hallelujah, for those things after. Amen. I want us to understand we're out of order. We have to get our houses in order. We're dedicating more time to this world than we are to God. We're dedicating so much time to things outside the house and to our family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to be in order. Men, take your places. You've been called to be the head of the house and the priest of the home. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't leave it all up to your wives. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't leave it up to the children to bring order. We have been called to be in order, to operate in decent and in order. That's why things are not going according to how they should, according to God's will, because we are out of order. I pray that this message rings in our hearts, amen, even after we come off this line today. There's order. It's necessary. It's necessary. It's vital to the body of Christ. It is vital so that we can move, so that we can go, so that we can flow amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so that we can receive, amen, hallelujah. Get your house in order. Get your house in order. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:1, it says, a wise son hears his father's instructions, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. The Bible says in Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. This is order. This is order. Order. God wants to bless you. God wants to do more. But until you get your house in order, we're stopping God from doing what he desires to do, is to bless his children. But he's calling you to get your house in order that you may continue to live. Amen. That you can continue to receive those blessings. Amen. Get your house. Amen. Hallelujah. As I say unto you, I say unto myself and all that's in my house, order. And I decree and declare order has come, amen, in the name of Jesus. And I share this story with you all before we wrap up here. There was one day my husband called a meeting to the family, and he was calling order into the house. One child fell out and started crying. One was confused. The wife was like, what you talking about? But it was necessary. It was necessary, amen. Order was necessary, and he was taking his position, amen, as the head of this house and the priest of this home to call order, amen, because things were out of order. So I pray on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as this word has been planted, amen, hallelujah, that we will reap the goodness of it, the harvest of it, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, Christ of Nazareth, that we will bear good fruit because we have order, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray that you believe that and you receive that on today. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. I conclude this message, and I decree and declare the promises of God are yes and amen. God bless you all. The doors of the church are open. Will there be one on today? Will there be one today? Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. May everything of virtue that left your body may be restored, that you so mightily in the mighty name of Jesus, the sweet blood of Jesus Christ over you, over every single thought, over every single feeling, over every single emotion. Amen. The doors of the church are open. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, and you desire to today, so we're talking about being born again. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and you know that you have not been born again, and you want to today, do press 1. Press 1. An apostle, Talnik, and I, we will help you to pray the prayer of salvation. This is compared to every single thing that you can ever face in your life and do in your life, this is the most important thing that you can ever do in your life, is that being born again. I'm here being a living witness. Because outside being born again, you know, what else can you do, or just going on to that destiny that God has already changed that thing around for you. But see, you have to accept him into your life. You know, who wants to live a life, you know, in defeat? And Prophet Nika, she preached this message, you know, being out of order and all many things going on. We can go on and on. We know what those things are. We're experiencing those things right now, some of us. Uh-huh. This is the most important thing that you can do in your life. Every single decision you make is being born again. So that's you today. Do press 1. You're online. Hallelujah. Do call in 845-777-9213. Then press 1. Let us know, like, hey, you know what, Pastor, I want to give my life over to Christ. If you are here this morning and you're in need of anything else outside being born again. If you're in need of being born again, do press one. But if there's anything else, we like for you to press one as well. You know, the Bible teaches us. And it doesn't just tell us, but it teaches us, you know, that who we are and this blood purchase right that we have to the throne of grace. So because we have a right to the throne of grace through Christ Jesus, that means that we have a relationship with God. I mean, we can pray about those things that we are concerned about. How many know that every single thing that you are concerned about, you know, God is concerned about every single thing that you are concerned about? But because we have a relationship with God, see, a relationship with God means depending on him about those things. See, he wants you to come in prayer to depend on him, not for you to keep on depending on self, not for you to stay there and just stay in that place or that situation you're at, but to use him. And this is the relationship that we have. You know, this is a covenant. You know, we talk about covenant and we talk about relationship. This is what this means. Will you come today? Will you press one? Nothing too small or nothing too big for God. Nothing too high, nothing too wide for him. Will you press one? Will you bring it to the throne of grace? Hallelujah. If you are looking for a church home, you're here today and you've been looking all over, you've been going to this church and going to that church, and somehow you end up here with Apostle Tyreek and I, and you realize that, you know what, I believe this is the church for me. See, a lot of times we tend to think that the church is the building. Oh, no. The church is not the building. See, we are the church. We are the body of Christ. And if you believe that this church, you believe this is the place for you, no matter where you are, whether you be in New York or Chicago, Louisiana, here in Texas, we're right here in spirit. See, there's no time and no distance in spirit. We're here in the word of God right now. Amen. You believe that Apostle Tyreek and I, you know, we are the pastors, you know, that you can learn from, that you can grow with. Will you press one? We're just going to love on you like God showed us how to. We're just going to love on you through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. That's it. That's it. Will you press one? Father God, we thank you for every single one that had a desire to come, and every single one, Father, that wanted to be here in service this morning but could not be. We thank you, Father God, for each and every person that you place into our lives. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single mind, over every single heart. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for every single anointed ear that had an ear to receive, and every anointed heart to have a heart to receive, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray your peace over. We pray your peace over each and every one of us, over our homes and over every single thing that we are involved, every deal that we're involved in. We plead your blood. Hallelujah. We say all is well. All is well because you are well. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Oh, church, do say amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word that went forth. Get your house in order. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have those prepared, this is a time of giving. Amen. God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. So do not give grudgingly or out of necessity. Amen. We want you to give because you desire to give. Amen. Glory to God. So if you have Cash App, you can Cash App it to Pastor Chantel or Zelle to 832-989-3649. Amen. Let us pray, dear Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Say that you give seed to the soil, God. You've blessed us to be a blessing. So, dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. On our tithes and offering, cause them to multiply where we send them, to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit, kids, generous heart. We give on today, Lord God. We thank you for blessing us. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all. God keep you. God, may God continue to be your strength. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Hallelujah. Today is March. I'm about to say February. March the 5th. Amen. Hallelujah. We're already in March. March the 5th, 2023, here at Bethesda Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor and Pastor Doris A. Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green Jr., right? Minister Lauren Green Jr. out of Illinois. Amen. Hallelujah. We just bless you all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Monday we have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. So join us here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Set your clocks to join us. Touch and agree, there's power in agreement. So I'm going to be looking for you all to join us in the morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study. Amen. We just wrapped up the lesson of study of forgiveness. Amen. The power of forgiveness and the freedom it brings. We just got through wrapping up that lesson of study. We were on there about 6 weeks. If you missed it, you can always go back to listen to it by logging on blogtalkradio.com/thepreacherandthepastor and be able to listen into those the lessons if you missed those lessons of study of forgiveness, the power of forgiveness and the freedom that it brings. Amen. Hallelujah. So join us this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for Bible study. I'm not sure what the lesson is at this time, but I'm sure it's going to be great and a blessing. We always have a good time at Bible study. It's a time to really dive in into the Word of God and be able to ask those questions, amen, and be able to get your concerns also answered as well or addressed. Amen, and be a part of that Bible study for you to share as well. Amen. So join us again Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here at 845-277-9213 for Bible study. And if you're not able to call in, remember, you can always log on. You can go to the website at blogtalkradio.com/thepreacherandthepastor. Amen. Then we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. And we're just looking forward to what God is about to do is even the more. Our minister training has been pushed back into the month of April. That date is going to be coming soon. Still trying to get everybody to get your materials that you need for minister training. Amen. Even those of you who have already been ordained as a minister, even myself and Pastor Manny, we will be in minister training. It's an equipping. It's a time of restoring and restoration. Amen. Of the Word of God and a great pouring in. So we will reach out to you via text message or by phone call to make sure that you get what you need to be able to be a part of the minister training, okay? So look out for my call, Pastor Manny, to reach out to you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, we do have a play that's coming up this month, Good Comedy Presents, Trying to Get Back to Loving You on Saturday, March the 18th. We're looking for everyone to be in attendance. Get your tickets, amen. Get your tickets by logging on to www.thegoodcomedy.com, amen. Thegoodcomedy.com to purchase your tickets. So we're going to have a good time coming up. Brand new play. So I'm excited about it, you know, about how it's going to go over, amen. So I'm just can't wait to see everybody will enjoy it. I'm sure you all will enjoy it, amen. We're just getting excited for what God, we know we're excited for what God's about to do, what God is doing in the gospel public ministries. And we just pray all be a part of it and just trust God in the process. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to celebrate those who are celebrating their birthday in the month of March. We have so many March babies. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. We pray that God will continue to bless you and increase you in his goodness and favor, and the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength and God's hedge of protection to be around you. We pray for long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life, that the floodgates of heaven will be open over your life, and God will just pour out blessings upon your life that you won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ holy name that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Amen. Anyone that's celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of March, we wish you a happy anniversary. Amen. That God will continue to bless your union. And hallelujah, that the favor of God will be upon your marriage continually, and the blessing of the Lord will flow in and about your house all the days of your life, that you all will live a long life together, not a day apart. Amen. And we come against every attack of the enemy against your marriage, where the enemy has caused division. We ask God right now in the name of Jesus Christ, let unity come. Amen. That you all will see with new eyes, hear with new ears, speak with a new tongue to one another, amen, in love, operating in love and with forgiveness, amen. Hallelujah, releasing the grace and the mercy upon one another, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. We celebrate you. Amen. We celebrate. We celebrate life in itself. We celebrate marriage. Amen. God ordains marriage between man and woman. Amen. For we are married here. I'm Pastor Manny and myself, and we just thank God for bringing us together. Only God did that. And we just thank God, and we decree and declare that God has done it for you all too, that there will be no lack of God's goodness in your marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I believe that does conclude our announcements for today. Pastor Manny, is anything you want to add to the announcements on today? I think I got everything. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We will remind you all when we'll be going out this month for our street ministry, so you can be a part of it here. Go out and pray and serve in the name of Jesus. So God bless you. If there's something that you would like for us to look into as well, to go serve a particular community, we are looking for a nursing home that we can go into and serve and pray for and provide for the elderly. So we're definitely looking for that, to be able to do that. And for the children in the community that are in need, there's so many children that are in need here in Houston, Texas, that need food, amen, need clothing, need a mentor. So we're definitely looking to get that together so that we can go out and be a blessing, because God has blessed us to be so. Amen. That does conclude our announcements for today. Amen. To God be the glory at this time. We're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries and senior pastors, Pastor Doris St. Manny, myself, Apostle Taiwanese Commanding Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. Amen. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit and to draw closer to God. Amen. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. Amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. Amen. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people. Amen. And a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in words. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Manning.
Amen. I pray that every single one was able to get something out of the word today, get your house in order. Amen. I know I was able to receive that word today. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again.
Amen.
God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy your Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus. If you do have an opportunity, do join us here for 2 p.m. service here. It's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't know exactly what time it will be in your time zone. 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here. Apostle Talanika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Sing and shout, then I